tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. We discuss various topics related to our life as a Muslim, alhamdulillah. And in today's topic and program, we are going to pay tribute to a great personality in Islam, alhamdulillah, one of our pious predecessors, Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah ta'ala. And the topic is the great eminence of Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah. Inshallah, before we discuss the biography of this great Imam, let's inshallah Azza wa Jal extol the virtues of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in his Mubarak hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala. He was born in the year 202 Hijri in Sijistan, a place near Qandahar in Afghanistan. And he was one of the most widely traveled among the scholars of Hadith, going to Hijaz, Iraq, Tarsus, Damascus, Khurasan, Egypt, Basra, Syria, Nishapur, and many other places he traveled to learn the ahadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His primary interest was in fiqh, hence his collection, meaning Sunan Abi Dawood, purely focuses on ahadith related to the sunnah and the fiqh matters. From about 500,000 ahadith, he chose 4,800 ahadith, alhamdulillah, to include in his work based on the superiority in terms of authenticity, subhanAllah. He had many teachers, and one of them was Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala. And Imam Abu Dawood, he had deep reach in the field of hadith. And he had many great teachers and great students as well. Among those who took a hadith from Sayyidina Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala was Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah himself. Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah was a great personality and a very ascetic person. Imam Abu Dawood, he was a great alim. And he was not only a great alim, but he was alim ba'amal, meaning he would practice what he would learn and preach. Allahu Akbar. In the life of 73 years, Sayyidina Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, he followed in the propagation of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great a'imma as Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and other a'imma who compiled the books of a hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah as well. He had contributed a great deal to the field of hadith in terms of collecting the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his book of hadith, meaning Sunan Abi Dawood, being counted as one of the six most authentic collections of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahih Bukhari, then Sahih Muslim, and then Sunan Tirmidhi, Sunan Abi Dawood, Ibn Majah and Nasa'i. These are the six most authentic collections of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Imam Abu Dawood's collection was one of them. This is a remarkable achievement, alhamdulillah, and we here celebrate the Mubarak Urs of Imam Abu Dawood, a great personality of Islam, a great muhaddith of his time and the Imam of Hadith, and those who, mashallah, like to learn a hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you can visit the website of Dawat Islami, or you can visit the Play Store and visit the App Store, where you can download Faizane Hadith app published by your Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. So you can get acquainted by studying the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So yes, Dawat Islami is playing a critical role in spreading the beautiful sunnahs of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all corners of the world. And if you are keen on studying the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Dawat Islami got you covered there as well, alhamdulillah. All we got to do is connect ourselves with the beautiful movement of the Quran and Sunnah, and that is your Dawat Islami, to learn the Quran, the Ahadith, subhanallah, the Islamic law, fiqh, and much more. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have a beautiful kalam. Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye. We are going to listen to this beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, we'll be back and continue with our topic for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, ya Habib Allah, ya Nabi Allah, ya Nur Allah.
Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye. Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye, unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye. Aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye, aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye.
Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Unke dar pe jaise ghum mit jaiye, unke dar pe jaise ghum mit jaiye. Natawano kuch to himmat kijiye, natawano kuch to himmat kijiye.
Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer, unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer. Benawao fikre sarwat kijiye, benawao fikre sarwat kijiye.
Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Hum tumhare ho ke kiske paas jaaye, hum tumhare ho ke kiske paas jaaye. Sadqa shahzadon ka rahmat kijiye, sadqa shahzadon ka rahmat kijiye.
Hirze ja zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
کیجئے یا رسول اللہ کا، نعرہ کیجئے یا رسول اللہ کا، مفلس و سامان دولت کیجئے، مفلس و سامان دولت کیجئے،
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب، در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب، طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجئے، طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجئے،
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانِ حزین، دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانِ حزین، آپ پر وارے وہ صورت کیجئے، آپ پر وارے وہ صورت کیجئے،
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا، جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے،
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
یا نور اللہ.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویوز. الحمدللہ وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام ان دا پریز آف دا بیلوڈ مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اگین وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا گریٹ ایمیننس آف امام ابو داود رحمہ اللہ تعالی، ون آف دا گریٹ امامز آف دی نالج آف حدیث, who have contributed to gather the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a book form so it could easily reach us after hundreds of years. Alhamdulillah, it's been approximately over 1,000 years since Sunan Abi Dawood was written. Alhamdulillah, the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still benefiting from those great works of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Abu Dawood, he used to live in Basra, and whilst acquiring the knowledge of deen, he traveled to Baghdad Sharif numerous times, and it was towards the end where he stayed in Baghdad Sharif, and that is where he authored his Kitab al-Sunan, subhanallah, meaning Sunan Abi Dawood, Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala, he would learn the knowledge of Quran, the knowledge of hadith, subhanallah, and he was a person of taqwa and piety, and he had a great status of having the taqwa of Allah azza wa jal. Therefore he narrates one beautiful characteristic of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, that whenever he would wear his kurta, he had two sleeves. One sleeve would be wider than the other. When he was asked the reason for it, as to why one sleeve of yours is wide and the other is narrow, he said that I keep one sleeve wide so I can put my book and my notes in my one sleeve that is wide, and the other sleeve I left it narrow to avoid israf, to avoid overspending, to avoid wastage. Allahu Akbar. That was his taqwa. Subhanallah. And at the same time, it shows his enthusiasm in learning the knowledge of deen. Meaning he left his one sleeve wide so he could put his books and notes in there. Subhanallah. Do we have such enthusiasm to learn ilm-e-deen? The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded us, acquisition of knowledge is fard, is obligatory upon every Muslim. And the Aima-e-Ikram, the great ulama, pious predecessors, they would have this command of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in view all the time. And that's what enabled them to travel to far lands to acquire the knowledge of deen. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was his ustad. Among his teachers were Sayyidina Abul Walid Tiyalisi rahimahullah as well. And besides them, there are numerous other ulama who are the teachers of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, and from whom Sayyidina Imam Abu Dawood would narrate hadith. And among those who would narrate hadith from Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, among them are the great imams such as Imam Abu Isa Tirmidhi and Imam Nasai rahimahumallah. Among the students of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, there is a great number of muhaddithin who were the students of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah. So these are some of the facts about his life and his journey as a student of deen, as the person who had gathered, subhanallah, numerous ahadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam from different parts of the world. And when he finished writing his sunan, and he took it in the court of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he liked it very much, subhanallah, he was impressed. And by the time Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, he was collecting the hadith to include in his compilation of Sunan Abi Dawood, it is mentioned that it was a collection of 500,000, meaning half a million hadith, from which he selected 4,800 hadith, meaning less than 1% of the hadith he collected that he had known. Subhanallah. And final number of hadith that is mentioned in the book Sunan Abi Dawood is 4,800 hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is such an asset that if one were to read those hadith, you would clearly understand many principles of Islam and how the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us the knowledge and Islam through the hadith, Allahu Akbar. And Sunan Abi Dawood is one such book where we can learn different hadith pertaining to various different topics of Islam, alhamdulillah. And there have been shuruhat, commentaries that have been written on the shara of Sunan Abi Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala. He has beautifully compiled his Sunan Abi Dawood, the book of hadith that he has authored. Sunan Abi Dawood, there are different distinguishing factors that put this book apart from the rest, subhanallah. About his Sunan, he himself says that he has 4,800 hadith, and all of them are related to the ahkam of Sharia. They are pertaining to the Islamic law. And then Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah says about the authentic narrations that are mentioned in Abu Dawood, and Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that the ahadith that are narrated, they are mostly either Sahih Hadith or they are Hassan Hadith that are narrated in Sunan Abi Dawood. Subhanallah. And in Sunan Abi Dawood, Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala has worked tirelessly to gather these ahadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and made this available, the knowledge of hadith available to the entire world. Look at the contribution. 500,000 ahadith he had known. And from those 500,000 ahadith, he had chosen 4,800 ahadith in his book Sunan Abi Dawood. And like Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, there are other great books of ahadith to which we must pay our attention, inshallah, azza wa jal, as the Muslim Ummah. We must become a reading nation, study the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if your language is not Arabic and you feel you cannot read the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arabic, you can at least read the translation, subhanallah, that is available from the website of Dawat-e-Islami in Urdu, in English, the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many books, and each risala, each book of Maktabatul Madina, you will find at least some of the hadith of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to every single topic that the books are on. Whether it is in the Bayanat section you can visit, or there are, alhamdulillah, articles on the website of Dawat-e-Islami, that is your magazine archive, subhanallah. And there you can find in the sunnahs of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various different articles, and you'll find the relevant ahadith related and pertaining to that matter, subject matter that is under discussion, subhanallah. And Dawat-e-Islami is making it easier than ever for us, mashallah. The ahadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on various different topics are being presented in various different books, subhanallah, and in the languages of the world. So far, over 30-40 languages these books have been translated into for your ease of access, so you can benefit from the works of Dawat-e-Islami. So Dawat-e-Islami in this fashion can make the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knowledge of deen, available to you. All we need to do is go purchase the book or download it from the website of Dawat-e-Islami and read it. Subhanallah. Whereas this precious time is spent, we may waste it uselessly watching TV or other programs, dramas, series, films. Whereas if we can focus our attention on learning our Islam, inshallah azza wa jal, that can be made easier. Dawat-e-Islami has made it so easy for you. There are apps available on your smart devices. Even if you are on a computer or laptop, there are softwares available. Al-Madina Library, that is available on the desktop as well. On the phone, you have, alhamdulillah, various different apps published by Dawat-e-Islami to keep you on track. Subhanallah. There are audiobooks as well. If you feel that you don't have enough time to sit and read, at least we commute daily, maybe if you drive a car, we commute daily maybe 1 to 2 hours a day back and forth to work. And I personally have the habit of connecting my Bluetooth device to the car stereo system. And in that way, I can still learn something while I'm commuting on my way to work or back from work, alhamdulillah. And in this way, we can learn more and more about our beautiful deen of Islam. The audio books are there, the physical hard copy books are there, the soft copy PDFs are there, the apps and the software is there, alhamdulillah. All is there to make it easy for you to gain Islamic knowledge. Alhamdulillah. The ulama, the madanis at Al-Madinatul Ilmiyah, Maktabatul Madina, they are hard at work. They are striving hard, as it is the mission of Dawat-e-Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal. They are striving. But are you? Make yourself part and parcel of this beautiful movement of spreading the fragrance of Quran and Sunnah. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will see its beauty in your life, in your character, and in the life of your family. And there will be barakah in your life, inshallah azza wa jal, no matter which background you come from. Finally, Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala alayhi, it is famously said that there are four hadith that are sufficient for a religious affairs of a person. And the first hadith is إِنَّمَا الْعَمَلُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that indeed actions are considered by their intentions. The second hadith he mentions is الْحَلَالُ بَيِّنْ وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنْ, what's lawful is clear and what's unlawful is clear. The third hadith he says that none of you can become a true believer until you like for your fellow brother what you like for yourself. And in the final hadith, Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala alayhi mentions that it is from the beauty of a person's religion to abandon what does not concern him. Subhanallah, beautifully he has mentioned these four hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he puts these four hadith of Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in perspective, and he says that these ahadith, they can be a complete system of the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they can guide us in this regard. He says that after studying these four ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the basic understanding of the beautiful deen of Islam. And then he says, for example, to have our worships rectified, the first hadith in which he mentions the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, meaning all our actions of worship, they all are dependent on the intention. And then he says the second hadith, which is about the social matters of a person. None of you can become a true believer until he likes for his fellow brother what he likes for himself. And in this regard, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned the social fabric of Islam, how we should live socially with our neighbors, with other members of the society, with the fellow Muslims, subhanallah. And in terms of safeguarding our time, in the third hadith, when it comes to safeguarding our time and make the most out of time, he says that we shouldn't be wasting our time. It is from the beauty of a person's Islam to abandon what does not concern him. If there is something which is none of your concern, don't waste your time with it. Allahu Akbar. And in the final hadith, Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi ta'ala, that he has mentioned, that it is pointing us in the direction that we must abstain from those things that are doubtful, by mentioning the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin. Subhanallah. There is a beautiful piece of poetry in which it is mentioned that, meaning the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam became easy for Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala, just as iron became soft in the hand of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. And then in the second stanza it is mentioned, meaning just as iron would melt in the hand of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, likewise the knowledge of hadith became accessible and easy for Imam Abu Dawood. Subhanallah, such a beautiful way of putting it through, mashallah. In the Arabic couplet, Hassan ibn Muhammad, he says that he has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he has heard the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that who wants to hold on to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he must read Sunan Abi Dawood. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And there are ulama ikram who have mentioned the foundation of Islam is Kitabullah, the Holy Quran. And the pillar of Islam is Sunan Abi Dawood. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to learn ilm deen and to study the beautiful ahadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Alhamdulillah, we have now come towards the segment that we always introduce in every episode, and that is To Succeed, You Must Read, where we introduce a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina, inshallah, azza wa jal. Today, we'll also introduce a book of Maktabatul Madina, inshallah. Stay tuned for that. And for now, we are going to listen to a beautiful clip, inshallah, azza wa jal. And after which, we'll return and continue with the rest of the episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Holy Quran, Suratul Baqarah, verse 153, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanusta'inu bis sabri was salah. O believers, seek help from patience and prayer. Whenever you are going through tough times in life or things are not in your favor, turn your attention to the Creator, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Offer salah and seek help. Once you adopt this method, you will see that the difficulties will turn into ease. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, as long as you are engaged in salah, you are knocking on the door of the king. For those who constantly knock the door of the king, the door is eventually opened. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, as we have now entered our segment for today, and that is To Succeed, You Must Read, inshallah azza wa jal. And today's book is Blessings of Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a beautiful book published by Maktabatul Madina. It is about 40 pages, mashallah, not a lengthy read. You can actually finish it in one sitting. And it is mentioned on page 4 of this book. And as to who is a true prophetic devotee, who is a true Ashiqi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the book says, O devotees of the prophetic companions and prophetic household, it is a reality that when one falls in love with someone, he begins to love everything that is attached to that person, whether it is the children of the beloved or his companions, they all become dear. This is also the case with the one who has love for the final prophet of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also has love for his blessed family and he loves his companions as well. Yes, if we truly love the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for his family and his companions should automatically make home in our hearts. If you wish to see whether a person possesses devotion for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at how much love he has for the companions, meaning the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his family, his Ahlul Bayt. Undoubtedly, the one who has sincere love and devotion for the noble Ahlul Bayt and who sincerely respects and honors all the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in and considers the Sahaba to be dwellers of paradise, only such a fortunate person is a true prophetic devotee and a devotee of the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability for the sake of such noble personalities. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Highlighting the virtues of Ahlul Bayt, it is proven from the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal states in Surah Al-Hasab, verse number 33, Allah wills only to remove every impurity from you, O people of the house of the Prophet, and make you absolutely pure by cleansing you. And as to who are the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is stated in the commentary of this verse in Khazainul Irfan, the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the lady of paradise, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, and Hasanani Karimain, meaning Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. They are all included in the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the outcome of combining the verses and ahadith narrations. Allahu Akbar. Mentioning the commentary of this beautiful verse, Imam Ibn Jarir Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala states that, O family of Muhammad, Allah Almighty wills to distance evil matters and indecency from you and to purify you from the impurity of sins. This is the tafsir of the beautiful verse that we have recited about the excellence of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unki paaki ka khudae paak karta hai bayan, aaye tathir se zahir hai shane Ahlul Bayt. Allahu Akbar. Allama Maulana Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that this blessed verse is the fountainhead of virtues of the Ahlul Bayt, and it makes apparent their lofty rank and their tremendous excellence. And we can learn that they were purified from all blameworthy character and a reprehensible state. It is narrated in some hadith and traditions that Ahlul Bayt have been declared haram for the fire of hell. And this is a benefit and result of this purification. And their Lord protects them from the things that are not worthy of their noble conduct. The blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are also part of Ahlul Bayt. We shouldn't forget that. O devotees of Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, all the children and blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are also included among the Ahlul Bayt. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahimahullah ta'ala states that it should be remembered that the blessed wives being from the Ahlul Bayt is proven from the verses of the Holy Quran. Ahl Islam ki madarane shafiq banuane taharat pilakun salam. Subhanallah. Look at the reverence of the pious predecessors when it comes to the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mother of all the Muslims, the Sahabiya, daughter of a Sahabi, Tayyiba, Tahira, Abida, Zahida, Mujtahida, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was once overcome with fear and was crying. So the Sahabi son of a Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, came and said, congratulations to you. Be happy. By Allah, I have heard the messenger of Allah saying, Aisha is in paradise. Hearing this, our mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, said, you have removed my grief. May Allah Almighty remove your grief. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allama Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he writes the following under the part of the hadith that Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha is in paradise. He says that there is no doubt in the fact that Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha will be with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the lofty stations of paradise. The noble Ahlul Bayt were once mentioned in front of a Sahabi who is the son of a Sahabi, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So he said, by the one in whose power my life is, being kind to the family members of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more beloved to me than being good towards my own family members. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once said, be mindful of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding his Ahlul Bayt. The meaning of this is that be mindful of their rights and their ranks. When the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would enter the prophetic court, as he radiallahu anhu was from the Ahlul Bayt, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would stand up out of respect for him. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability. For they say, Ameen, Bijahin Nabi Lameen. Subhanallah, these are the noble Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need both the Ahl Bayt and the Sahaba of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And concerning this, Sayyidi Ala Hadrat alayhi rahma, he says, Ahl Sunnat ka hai beda par, Ashabi Huzur najm hai aur naav hai, Itrat Rasulullah ki. Subhanallah, we have the Sahaba of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as every Sahabi is Jannati, har Sahabi ye Nabi Jannati, Jannati, subhanallah, through the sadaqa and wasila, may we also attain paradise. Ameen, bijahin Nabi Lameen. And we also have the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through whose wasila, inshallah, azza wa jal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit us into Jannah. Dear viewers, do not forget the mission of your Dawati Islami, and that is to strive to reform myself and the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.